Monica Kobylinska from ING Bank once again. We have already with us Mr. Boda, who will hold this conference, our CFO. So at the beginning, I suggest that we should choose the, let's say, scope, what we are going to do. Do you prefer to have a Q&A session, or you would like to go through the presentation?
I am happy with the Q&A.
Okay. Could you please introduce yourself again, please?
Can you repeat your question?
Yes, I'm asking you to introduce yourself again because I didn't manage to take notes. Sorry.
Okay. My name is Peter Priisail, and I'm calling from Avaron Asset Management.
Avaron, okay. Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you very much. Is anyone else on the line? Okay, so it seems that we will have one-on-one session, and the others just listen, I suppose. So,
I just want to assure that all this noise is coming not from our office. So.
Yes, I know we have a few listeners, I suppose. So all the listeners, I'll ask to put on mute the telephones. Oh, thank you.
So maybe just to start, maybe you can describe the situation in the lending market and both corporate and retail lending, and especially in terms of cash lending, because I see that you have managed to increase the volumes in cash lending despite the decrease in the Lombard rate. So how is the situation currently with the evaluation of risk of those loans and the limits on the rates?
Do you mean the results or effect for our P&L or the market or the volumes?
No, I mean, yes, basically your business decision. So basically, I think one assumption would be that if the mortgage, Lombard rate is cut, then basically a certain segment of the market is cut off by you because they no longer are kind of feasible. But if you look at the volumes, then they are very healthy. So, so maybe you can just describe this. How do you achieve it?
Well, I think that this quarter we continue the same what we did in the prior quarters. So mainly we are focused on our own clients with the cash lending. Definitely we are not on this kind of the consumer lending, like, you know, lending for ID or something like this. And that's it. So it's more, you know, based on kind of the, you know, pre-scoring of the clients, offer to the clients or tailor-made offer to the clients that, as I said, are our clients. Yes, usually they have some other accounts with us. More or less about 97% of sales for our existing clients of the cash loans.
Okay, so basically what you're saying is that you are not kind of taking clients away from other banks or I am misreading.
By cash lending?
Yes.
Cash lending is not our entry account, entry product. Entry product are for us the current account or saving account. So, as I said, 97% of production is for our own clients. The question, but because it can be or is even, you know, quite probable that a lot of our clients has loans with other banks. So then I think we are competing with others.
Mm-hmm. Okay, but this current Lombard rate is not, I mean, maybe to address it from the rejection rate level, are you currently rejecting more loans than you used to or not?
First, coming back to this Lombard rate, because this ban is on the interest margin only, so basically you can lower the interest margin and increase the fee income. What, for example, mm-hmm. from the IFRS point of view, make exactly the same result. So I wouldn't say that in reality this Lombard rate has any real effect on the lending market right now. So there's no situation like, you know, that some part of the clients are excluded from the lending, because this ban, as I said, is on the interest income, and it may be easily compensated by fees.
Okay, so basically you have been able to compensate everything with fee income, and in this sense do not see any effect.
Basically, this is even not for us, this is for market situation, yes, that every bank, because you have to lower the interest margin for clients, but you may compensate it by the increase of the fees. So for the existing clients, you have immediate effect of the cut. However, you know, for the new clients, new production, you have to lower the interest margin, but you can increase the fee, what gives exactly the same outcome.
Okay.
Yeah.
And how do you see the corporate lending market currently? What is the level of competition in comparison to historic levels?
I think there is the very tough competition on the lending market. Everybody are looking for profitable assets, so the margins are going down, and most probably this situation will last. Although, you know, in spite of this situation, we still managed to grow our book quite heavily. I think if you have our presentation, you can look on the corporate lending. This is on the page number
20,
yes. And you see that for the total corporate book year-on-year increased by the 15%, 20% of this, the biggest clients, the strategic clients, capital groups, and 12% on the mid-sized mid-corp companies. Yeah, you see it?
Mm-hmm. Yes, yes. Thank you. And finally, I have a question on this, basically, your available for sale bonds book. I understand that you made a decision to lock in some profits from this book. What is the strategy going forward? We have seen Polish 10-year yields now a bit expanding. So what is your strategy currently or going forward?
For further sell-offs, you mean?
Yes, or maybe starting to rebuild, or I don't know. Do you plan to utilize this reserve that you have built over the years just to lock in the profit?
No, but you know, this is the zero-sum game. If you will cash in it this year, it won't be in the P&L in the next year. Yeah? So rather I would say that this is, you know, reinvestment of our deposit, and because we are investing deposit into the bonds.
Mm-hmm.
And if you will cash it this year, you will not be able to pay for the deposit next year.
Sure, sure. All right, so basically you continue with the similar strategy. So.
Yes, the strategy is that we would like to compensate the drop of margin by increase of the volumes. Because, you know, just to survive the market, you need the scale.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you for the moment.
Is there anyone who would like to ask a question? No, it seems that's all. Okay, thank you very much for chat with us. And this is it.
Thank you.
Thank you,
bye.
Bye.